From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wedeal. Another anti-union proposal by Republican lawmakers is moving through the Missouri legislature. This one targets project labor agreements, which require non-union construction workers to pay dues when working on a local construction project. Yesterday, the Missouri House and Senate passed similar bills that would penalize local governments that engage in project labor agreements. Gina Walsh, the top Democrat in the Missouri Senate, accused Republican leaders of interfering with how local governments do business.
It's overreach. It's preventing local control. And the fact of the matter is the folks that work on those jobs live in those municipalities. So they benefit from the provisions of a project labor agreement.
Those provisions include union-level wages and benefits for the duration of the project. The number of PLAs in Missouri and in the U.S. is unknown, though their use stretches back to the 1930s, according to the Government Accountability Office. A Missouri Democratic lawmaker is proposing a bill to make donations for gubernatorial inaugurations public record. Liberty Representative Mark Ellerbrock, in a statement yesterday, criticized Republican Governor Eric Greitens' decision to keep secret the cost of his privately funded January celebration. Greitens did release a list of benefactors, including Anheuser-Busch, Boeing, Express Scripts, General Motors, Monsanto, and Walmart. A Greitens spokesperson declined to comment on the matter. Two top local educators are saying farewell to the Columbia Public School District after years of service. Gentry Middle School Principal Jeff Beiswinger is retiring after 26 years with the district, and Hickman High School Principal Eric Johnson is accepting a principal position with the North Kansas City School District. School Board Vice President Jonathan Sessions said the board has been aware of both principals' departure for some time, and there's still an open search for new administrators.
Dr. Johnson is an amazing leader. I'm not going to hold an opportunity against him and his choice to move on. It's a loss, and it's one that I know will impact our students, but we will work because we are one Columbia Public School.
Sessions added the departure of Johnson and Beiswinger will impact all Columbia Public Schools. The National Day Without Immigrants included actions in both of Missouri's metropolitan areas. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Cherokee Street, the hub of traditional Mexican cuisine in St. Louis, was mostly quiet at lunch hour yesterday after several restaurants closed in solidarity. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Star reports that 400 to 500 protesters gathered near City Hall in Kansas City, many holding banners and signs such as Somos America, which translates to We Are America. The protests included immigrants not showing up to work or going to class to show how important immigrants are to the American economy. The movement is in response to President Donald Trump's pledge to increase deportation of immigrants living in the country illegally, build a wall along the Mexican border, and ban people from certain majority Muslim countries from coming into the United States. Carter Wedeal, KBIA News, Columbia.